Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator for the next hour. We are bringing you messages from those who are listening to on the program, from those who are across the veil. You may hear from your guides, your angels, family, friends, loved ones. Those who have preceded us across the veil are oftentimes bringing us messages during this hour. We are accepting phone calls to possibly connect you with a loved one or to get you a message from a guide or a host or angel or teacher that may be coming in across the veil to bring you those messages. The phone lines are open, and we are taking calls to answer questions and possibly helping connect you with someone. Last week, we had a number of people who had attempted to call and weren't able to get through. I want to encourage you to keep calling. Keep trying, because you will get through. And the phone lines are open at any time during the show. There may be a time where I'm doing a little exercise with you where if you do call, I may not take your call, and that's okay. Just hang in there. We'll get with you. During the program last week, I had offered a guided meditation CD on quieting your mind, and we did a brief example of it on the program. And this exercise in CD form is much longer than the one that we had done on the program, but that gives you an idea of what the CD was like. And I want to tell those who had ordered the CDs that they have been shipped. The office made sure that they got some out to you, and I want to extend the offer because we had gotten such a great response. That if you are interested in learning an exercise on how to do a guided meditation, a quiet meditation, of quieting the mind, bringing the body into balance, and just basically finding out how to ground yourself and bring yourself into that focus, the CDs are going to be available once again this week. You can either send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com or by going on the website, whitewolfapril.com. And the CDs are $10, and it's a good little guided meditation that's about 35 to 45 minutes long and just kind of helps you learn how to quiet that, focus that mind, that thought, so that you can get better contact with hearing from those on the other side who want to contact with you on a personal level, because we all have the gifts. We all have the ability to do these things. Caller, go ahead.
Oh, hello. I'm calling to ask a question about my late husband who has left the planet November 5th, 2005.
Okay.
And I just wondered if he might have a message for me.
Okay, as you're saying that, I'm seeing something to do with a flower bed. I don't know if he did things with flowers or if you do things with flowers, but he's showing me a flower bed, and there's something about flowers. And I'm seeing it as in a gardening type of setting, not like a bouquet of flowers, but kind of a gardening setting. Was he cremated or was he buried?
Cremated.
Cremated, okay. Because I was thinking it could possibly be he's showing me, you know, where his body was. But it's kind of like that, like a bed of flowers type of situation. He's showing me that. Are you looking for something? I'm seeing that you're in a process of trying to locate something.
Yes, land.
Okay. I'm trying to get a little bit more clarity from him. I think he's trying to guide you to see this or to find this. I'm not saying, I don't feel like it's a document, but I feel like it's a document. I know that's kind of, how do you understand something like that? But it's like I'm not seeing like you're looking for his will, or I'm not seeing you're looking for a title to a car or something like that, but you're looking for some form of a document. And he's trying to guide you towards it. Are you making a contractual decision?
No, I'm still don't know where it is or anything.
Okay. Okay. Did you folks have a safe box? Because I'm feeling like a safe box, like an area where things were kept in a safe place.
Not that I can think of. No.
Okay. And you said he left in 05?
Right. November 5th, 2005. I'm in 2005, right?
Okay. Did you say November or September?
November.
November, okay. I'm still seeing a safe box. I'm seeing are you and I don't want to sound like I'm asking you questions. I'm just trying to validate where he's taking me to and from with some of this. I'm feeling like you're looking for a deed type of piece of paper. There's something contractual about the piece of paper you're looking for. Is this correct?
No, that everything is nothing. No process has started yet. So, and everything's real straightforward and clean in that respect.
Okay. There's something about I'm just going to share with you. He's showing me there's something about a deed, and there's something about it being in a safe box. So I don't know exactly what he's trying to show there, but I'm getting that it's an important deedish type of piece of paper. I'm seeing the letters deed across the top of it. Are you contemplating doing something with your home or getting a home or something?
Yeah, I'm just renting right now and looking for land.
Okay, so that's why he's showing me a deed. Okay. He's showing you purchasing then. Okay. Doing something with that. There's something about a safe box. So whatever it is you're looking for, I'm going to say you need to contemplate where a safe box could have been. I can throw some thoughts into that that are not necessarily what I'm going to say he is giving to me, but they're thoughts that I'm hearing, such as like going to a bank for a safety deposit box. I don't know if you folks had something like that or if he may have had something that you're not aware of. Or a safe box in your home, which would be like a gun cabinet that locks, or a cabinet of sorts that has a lock on it is what I'm seeing. That type of thing, something that's safe. You're able to close it off and lock it off from the general person being in your property being able to find it.
Oh, and that would be paperwork or something else?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Paperwork. I don't know. I don't have any paperwork of, you know, any significance right now.
Okay. That's what I'm hearing from him. There's something about that.
Uh-huh.
That's an important thing for you. I'm sorry I can't say exactly why I'm hearing that. It's just something I'm hearing.
Yeah, maybe it'll make sense later.
Exactly. It could come through in some clarity later. It may be the type of thing when you buy your land, he wants you to keep the deed safe.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can look at it and play with it a number of different directions.
Right, just keep that in mind.
Right, and he's throwing me back to the flowers again. In the property that you're looking for, are you into doing gardening? Are you into...
Yes.
Okay. I think what's going to happen is he's going to spend time with you when you're gardening, is how it feels to me.
Yeah.
It feels like as you're doing things with them, you're going to know he's present because you're going to be able to feel and experience time together that way.
And they're such a good representative for the energy.
Correct.
Yeah, the
correct.
Beautiful love that we shared. And can he let you know what state the land will be in?
Are you? I'm picking up that you're actually on the east side of the United States.
No, I'm actually on the west right now.
Okay. I'm picking you up being east, so that may be some direction that he's giving you. Do you have family in the east? There's something to do with the eastern part of the United States.
Yes, there is.
I'm not
family.
Saying. Okay. There's something about that. There's something about leading you that direction. Possibly a vacation, possibly some time in that direction.
Mm-hmm. But to buy, to purchase the land.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Well, I mean, to purchase the land and to do a project,
mm-hmm.
What state would he Could he bring that through?
The very first state that I heard was Georgia, so I'm going to share that with you.
Uh-huh.
There's something about Georgia being a good connection.
Yeah, that's...
And I'm also seeing something that you'll need to do that's in Texas. I don't know what that involvement is with it, but there's something about Georgia and Texas coming together. Something about... And that feels more like it's not the project itself, like the project itself could be done in Georgia, and then there's some outlet for it or something for it actually in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's that doesn't resonate at all for me.
I'm sorry?
That doesn't resonate at all for me in any
interesting
respect. Yeah. So, gosh, is there anything else he might have to bring forward?
Just trying to see, and I'm not pulling a really strong connection. Trying to see if somebody else will come forward and give us a little bit more information and see if we can get a little bit more clarity. He's only been on the other side a few years.
Right.
And sometimes they're learning to bring in that vibration, and we're learning to connect with their vibration. Sometimes there's a little bit, I call it like a weak signal. I see a number of people, and I'm feeling like it's ancient ancestry that is a part of your life, like, you know, a few generations back, that are around that type of thing. I'm not getting a real strong connect with them, so I'm going to switch it, and I'm going to ask some guides.
Okay.
For some input and see if we can get some direction that way, because I'm not getting any one person, so to speak, coming forward. Did your husband tend to be more of the stand back, listen, be quiet kind of person? Or was he more of the social, I'm in the center of the mix?
Both.
Okay.
Good balance.
Standing back. Okay. As he's standing back a lot, and a lot of times when they do that, it's actually a representation of what they did a lot in life. And I don't know if that could be why he's not, you know, giving me a good, strong connect.
He really presented himself the best he could, anyway, in many areas. Renaissance man.
Okay. They're showing me what I'm seeing through the guides is I'm getting in the heart, following the heart, following the messages that are coming to your heart.
Yeah, that's a given.
Go, you know, follow the messages in your heart. They're repeating it over and over again. And I know sometimes that's one of those things that, yeah, I know to do that. But it's like, know when you're, like if you were to put the map of the United States in front of you, and in your heart you were to look at it and say, I would love to do this project in Colorado. And you kind of, you know, hold your hand maybe over that state, and you just really connect with it and see how you feel in your heart. Is that, do I feel it more in my head? Do I feel it in my heart? And then maybe, like, hold your hand over Georgia, for example, because that one came up. And how do I feel about that? Oh, no, that doesn't feel like it resonates with me at all. I'm going to push that aside. I'm going to say, no, that's not where I'm feeling in my heart. Does that make better sense?
Yes, I've been doing that.
Okay,
and
good.
I know the feeling. It's pretty clear.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if you see any changes happening for me in the near, you know, coming up?
I'm not seeing anything for 6 months. It's like a preparation. It's like you're on the launching pad, but things need to get a little bit closer together before you're going to make that major shift, make that major change. You could sign a deed, you could sign a contract now, and have things into play, but to be where you want to be, it's going to take about 6 months.
Okay.
To get that to settle in, to get that to fall into place. I'm still getting that heart thing. I'm really strongly getting the heart. There's something, and they're showing me, I'm seeing a visual of like a Valentine's Day heart cut out. That's how strong they're wanting me to see heart. I'm trying to think, is there a state that has that as a motto? Something about the heart? I'm not picking up on that, other than there's really some significance to heart. And I'm not saying heart condition or heart problem for
right.
you.
Yeah.
There's something about that representation of heart.
I'll keep that in mind, and then there are levels or layers to that.
Like the heartland.
Oh, right.
Something along that, like listen for mottos or slogans that are going to give you a little bit more clarity on that. I'm really sorry, I'm not getting a clear connect that says, do what you need to do, go to X place and do this, do that, do this. I'm not hearing that. I'm not hearing that guidance. I'm in my thought process on that is that they're working with you on a much deeper level than you may be aware of that is specifically and solely for you. Do you have children?
No.
Okay. So I'm would explain that solely for you type of thing. Because sometimes if there's children in the mix, we'll feel led, oh, I've got a daughter who's in Illinois and I would like to be closer to her. But that didn't, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, it's wide open.
Pardon?
It's really wide open.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm sorry, I'm not getting something that I can say to you as a concrete, other than there's something significant about Georgia and something significant about Texas. I cannot say to you it's where you want to go when you want to establish a business or
no,
that's
probably the last places I'd want to go.
I'm not sure what that's about.
Yeah, I just see this as all additional information for whatever shows up to weigh in.
Yeah, just and listen for the heart thing. There's something about the heart.
Always.
There's something very
maybe
significant.
Maybe specifically.
It's symbolic.
Right, okay.
Is what I'm hearing, is that it's actually symbolic.
Okay.
Like I said, I don't want to say, you know, I would recommend that you go to a doctor. I'm not hearing that.
Right.
I'm hearing the, like, a slogan, like a symbol, like, you know, the heartland. Something about the heart.
Okay, well, thank you so much for just giving it a whirl, and we'll see what happens.
That's right. Well, my mm-hmm. best wishes as you
thank
move
you.
Forward.
All right. Same to you.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sometimes it's a little bit more difficult to get a good solid connection and to get a good solid answer when we're connecting, and that's okay. That's not to say they're not talking, but maybe I'm not the person that message is going to be brought forward to that person with, and maybe sometimes the messages are coming into each person on a personal level for whatever reason they may want to go that way. And that's not to say the guidance not there. The next person that you may be led to communicate with or visit with may have a strong message really quick to say, oh, wait, you need to do this, you need to do that, that type of thing. So I always, like we had discussed with this other gal and I had just discussed, you know, listen and see what the possibilities are and the potentials are, that there's stuff there for us, and we just have to be able to hear that and see that. And glean it from where we can get the messages from. So one of the other exercises that I wanted to share with you this week is doing a type of a protection exercise. And anybody who knows me knows that I do a lot of work with the land and with the medicine wheel. I actually have a book published, and I'm working on some oracle cards. for doing work with the medicine wheel and connecting with the earth and the different directions and that type of thing. Excuse me. And one of the exercises I want to share with a lot of people, because we are being affected with what's going on in the world, in the situations happening everywhere, from natural things to the economy to things that are changing here and there. And one of the exercises that we can do that's going to help us not be affected by these in a negative manner, but be affected by them in the manner that's for our highest good and for the divine order, is to look at each of the four directions, and we do a little exercise with that. Excuse me. And in this exercise, what we do is, go ahead, caller.
Oh, hi, April. I didn't mean to interrupt you in midstream.
You're fine. You're fine. I'll pick right back up where we left off.
Okay. I'm Diane, and I'm from California. And
okay.
I'm wondering if you could connect with anyone that might have a message for me today, April.
When we began, I immediately saw a very white, fluffy energy around you. And I don't want to say that it's a dog or a cat, but it's a fluffy type of energy. It's an excited type of an energy. It's bringing you into connection and bringing you into lightening your world, lightening your load. There we go. They're giving it to me. Lightening what's going on around you, kind of looking for some fun. It's time to look for some fun. that you apparently in your life situations you've got a lot of things happening that are heavy, a lot of things that are I'm gonna word it as life draining. They're kind of zapping you a little bit, and they're wanting you to bring in this like a fluffy. It almost feels like a fluffy stuffed animal or a fluffy blanket that you would use for comfort, or like a little person would like their fluffy stuffed animal, that real squishy kind. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
That's what they're showing me. You need that. That energy of that lightness, that happiness, that excitement, that type of thing.
Through romance, is it?
I'm sorry?
Through a romance, would that happen? Just to be totally, just in existence, you mean, just to be lighter and happier? Because I'm a happy mm-hmm. person.
Right. I definitely get that, but it's more of, they're showing me because of the fluffiness, the softness of it, almost being jovial, happy. Not just the I'm a happy person and everything is good and that type of thing, but that jovial, that lightness in that manner, that excitement, that like coming downstairs when the Christmas tree is there and all the presents are there, that kind of excitement.
Sure.
They're really bringing that into your space. You're going to notice that is really strong with you for a time period here where it feels like you've gone through some heavy stuff. I know that you're a happy person, like you've expressed, but you've also said have had some heavy stuff, and it's time to get the heavy stuff out and bring in some of this light stuff and
absolutely.
Allow things
you know,
to be a little... I'm sorry?
My workload as a realtor, you know, last year really tanked, but this year I have some things happening. They're just taking more time to come together and close.
Okay.
So that is a lot of stress when I have these deals going and, you know, this one is a problem, that one's a problem. I never had so many different issues with, you know, the
okay.
real estate market's so different. So you're
okay.
right. That is very well, heavy on me.
Okay, so that's what they're wanting you to be able to move through and start seeing the lightness, seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, the fluffiness, that type of energy of that, lightening the load, lightening that stress. That was one of the first things I heard was the lightening the load, lightening that level. And with your work situation, that totally resonates with what I'm feeling.
Right. I agree. And just confirming what you feel. Really
get through some of that stuff.
You had no trouble getting in on me, April, thank God. I see you, boom, you zapped it. I love it. Well, thank you for your time. Is there
thank you for calling. Have a spectacular day.
Thank you. Seeing back at you. Bye.
Bye-bye. As I was sharing the exercise, some of the things that we can do and some of the things that we can bring into our lives, for example, with this last caller, that, you know, there are situations we go through and sometimes we can draw in the energies that are going to help us be able to move through that easier and bring in that joyfulness and bring in that happiness, that type of thing. And in this exercise, what you would do is you would kind of stand and visualize yourself encircled. And on each of the circle, there would be four points. There would be an east, a south, a west, and a north. And you're standing in the center. And as you're standing in the center of this circle, you're going to turn to the east. And the east we know is the newness of our lives. And it's the newness of a project or the newness of a new life. Or everything and everything we do has a beginning and an end. And so the east is that beginning position, and as we move south, we're having the life of it. As we get to the west, we've moved into maturity, and as we get to the north, that's where that project is coming to its end, or the life is coming to its end, or however you want to look at it. And as we get to the north and we're going back to the east, we're beginning to start another new project, another new process. And that's kind of how the cycle of the medicine wheel works in a quick little brief explanation of it. But if you look to the east, and we're going to ask that anything in the east that comes in is going to, we're going to be protected from anything negative or anything that would want to come in from that direction, giving us problems or making our load heavy or making our work situation that we're in this project heavy. And we're going to draw in the energy of from the east of being protected and guided and taken care of so that nothing from the east that would cause us harm may have any ground to enter in. And then we're going to do the same thing by looking to the south. And we're going to say anything that would come to us from the south that would want to come and bring us hardship or anything that was not for our highest good as we're going through this process, that we don't allow that pain, that suffering, that hurt to be a part of the process. And we would look to the west, and we would say to the west, anything that would be coming through as the projects are maturing, if you're in the, you know, at a mature level of whatever it is you're experiencing, that we're protected and we're guided and we're covered, and that nothing from the west could cause us harm or confusion or slow down the blessings, the highest good value of our life, the lesson of our life of the process that we're in. And then in the same token, when we look to the north, where we're allowing this to come to a conclusion, we're allowing it to come to an end, and able to say thank you, but nothing from the north can cause us harm, can cause us ill. And we can do this as we then return back to the east, and we look above and we say nothing from above that's not for my highest purity and good will come in and harm or cause problems. And we can also say that from the below, nothing from below can come in and cause us harm or problems, that we're blessed and we're protected from the energies below. And as you do this and you bring this in, it can be for your life walk. It can be for if you're a gardener and you're starting your plants and you want to start them at the proper time of the year, and they're going to grow and they're going to produce and your garden's going to give you the fruit that you're planting for it to have, bringing in the energy of that for that to process and prosper and grow and develop as that's going through the process, bringing in the healing energies from the directions like we talked about briefly. Those are things that we can do. Those are steps that we can take in our lives so that we're on the right path, so that we're doing things that are divinely ordered and divinely guided for our highest good, for the direction that we want to move forward on, but we want to move it, want to move forward on it so that the lessons we need to learn are learned, the people that we can be a blessing to will be blessed, those type of things. We want to bring all of that into play. I'm hearing that I have a message for a Sarah. And Sarah, you lost a son during a motorcycle accident, and your son is coming through, and he is wanting me to tell you that even though you were not able to be there when you had heard about the accident, you were not physically able to be there, he could feel you spiritually there with him as he was preparing to take that step across the veil. And he knew you were present with him even though you were not able to be there, and he wants to express his gratitude that you had done that. It was, it's kind of like, he's showing me, it's kind of like you were in prayer, that you had sat down in your chair and you were just started praying for your son, just started praying for your son. And that's when he could feel your energy there, and he could feel that you were sending him all types of love and protection, and allowing him to make that transition painless. He was able to make that step across the veil rather quickly and rather easily without any, because he could feel that mother's love. He could feel your compassion. He also wants me to tell you that he very much loves you, and he's very grateful that you have helped with his family. So I'm assuming that he has a wife and a child. I'm seeing one child, and he wants to say thank you for helping with that. It doesn't feel like he was in the state where his family is. It almost feels as though he was, I don't want to say military, but it feels as though he was outside. I'm hearing that outside. Excuse me. That outside connection, that he wasn't actually here. He's basically wanting to share the message with you, Mom, that he really appreciates everything that you're doing, and that he's there, and that he appreciates that you don't allow him to be forgotten by his child, that you're making sure that he remembers who his father was. There's a very, very strong connection there for you. As mothers, as parents, as wives, as children, we all have such a strong connection with one another that we can oftentimes send out blessings, we can send out prayers, we can send out messages, and our loved ones are going to feel it, our loved ones are going to experience it, they're going to know that we're there, they're going to know that we're sending these bits of love and light to them. And it's kind of fun to watch when we're going through life and we maybe haven't heard from our children and they're a distance away, or I have a friend who whenever she thinks of one of her children, they'll end up calling her because of that strong connection and that strong bond that she has with her children, that they know that they can communicate with one another that way through that loving connection. And that's what I was getting and feeling for Sarah with her son, was that even though she physically was not there, he was able to feel that. He was able to experience that. And he's sending the love back now from the other side, from the across the veil. And that's oftentimes how we can express our love and we can express our compassion with others, is through that across the veil, that message coming across. Let's see, I'm trying to see if I can get a connection with someone else who may have a message for. There's somebody who's working with their washer and dryer. I'm seeing a person who is actually needing to replace a washer and dryer. Your guides are trying to tell you not to get that set that you're looking at. I'm seeing you in a store, and they're showing me that there is a better set at a better price for you. don't jump and make your decision. That when you stand there, you'll know that you know that that's the set you're not supposed to get, is what they're showing me. As you're standing there, you need to replace your set. It's an older set, and you need to replace it because there is some leaking going on. But they're also saying there is a better set than this original set you're looking at. So if you're in the process of needing to replace those appliances, listen to that. This is not the set feeling, and you're going to be able to get a much better price, a much better product. And it's really quite comical. They're showing me walking by the different sets, and you'll feel when the right one comes forward. It's not at the store that you have originally intended to purchase the item from. It's kind of there. I'm really still seeing this, and it's almost comical. Knowing that you need to find the perfect price, the perfect situation, and you've been asking them, your guide to show you how to know which one to get. They're really playing on the, you're going to be able to feel, it's kind of like when you get up to it and you touch it and it's like, ew, this is cold, I don't want this one. Or, you know, I don't like the color of that one, or that type of thing. And then when the right one is there, it's going to have that warmth, it's going to have that acceptance feeling to it. Been asking for guidance on this a little bit. That's why they're bringing it in so strongly to me to give to you. I'm seeing the state of Florida, and I'm seeing some of the different properties that are down there. There's something about, and I apologize, I don't know the state of Florida very well to be able to say, oh, I know this would be the Miami area, or this would be, I'm just kind of seeing central part of the Florida area that they're wanting me to give you a word of watching the sky and keeping yourself protected. I'm not sure what that's about. I'm just seeing central, kind of the centrally part of Florida. Oftentimes when I think of Florida, I think of what would be coming in off of the coast, you know, hurricanes and weather like this, but they're showing me more of central Florida and something about watching the skies. So if you're in that area of Florida, I'm going to kind of share this message for all of you to keep an eye towards the sky, keep your eye towards what's going on around you. I want to say in the sky. I can't get, you know, a specific that says a weather pattern or something like that. They're just saying watch the sky. You folks may, in that area may already understand that without me trying to elaborate on it, but I'm seeing it's a dot that's very central in the central part of Florida. The dot looks like it's probably about the size of the head of a pushpin, a regular size pushpin. So it's kind of in that size if you were to put it in a map, in a map setting. I'm hearing a message from someone named Gladys that wants her family to know that she is doing fine and that she spends time with them. And there is a granddaughter in particular that she will, in the evenings when she's going to bed, she actually comes in and spends some time with her. There's a strong connection, almost like a namesake type of a connection. She wants the family to know that she is doing fine, that she sees the family, that she spends time with the family, and that she loves her family very dearly. And even though there's sometimes a little bit of roughness between on the edges, I'm seeing roughness on the edges, that happens, she wants you to know that it's okay. She understands that it's family. She's using that word, it's family. Allow the love of family to help you guys all get through that. So if you've lost someone named Gladys, she has that message to share with you and your family, that she's loving the family. She's watching over this one granddaughter in particular. She has longer hair. The granddaughter has longer hair. And she tucks her in at night, and she'll push the hair from the side of her cheek a little bit and tuck her in that way. And basically to continue as a family to stay strong, even though you go through trials and bumps and ups and downs together. They're showing me a teaching arena that many of us will enter into when we're going into different phases of our lives and we're entering into new things that we're venturing into. And the caller who had called in first today and had a question about a state and some guidance and some direction, what I'm seeing is this arena. And in this arena, we set in the center at a table. And in all the bleachers that go around us are all of our teachers and our guides and our loved ones and the masters. And they all take turns coming down to us as we're on the floor in this arena learning and experiencing and doing what it is we're supposed to do in life. They teach us our lessons. They give us the work that we're doing. And I'm seeing that there's a broad teaching arena happening right now for many, that many of us are in a learning process. We're in a developing state. And the visual of this is sometimes we feel like I'm learning something and I'm really just starting to get it and it's really starting to resonate strong and true with me. And now all of a sudden I feel like I'm doing something different. It's because there's been a change in some of the teachings, some of the guides, some of the masters that you're working with, that there's actually some shifting happening in this way, and it feels global. It feels like many of us are changing that teaching school, that teaching ground right now, and some of you feel like you're floundering and you're looking for the answers and not finding them. That's okay, because the new teacher's coming down. As one has gone up, one has come down. And we have to get into the mode of learning from a new teacher and learning to go a new direction into another direction. And as that change is coming in, that's where we have to be open to go the direction that they're showing us. Go the direction that they're showing us. And I keep getting a flash from the caller who had called in earlier today. And on this desk, I'm seeing the deed or the paperwork that they kept showing me that she's looking for this situation, that the new teacher that's coming down before her is going to give her some more guidance and some more direction so that she can move forward a lot easier. And even though it's uncomfortable and she's looking for those answers, this is what I'm seeing happening with many of us. But in particular, the energy of her question is sitting very strong with me right now. And she's in that arena as well. She's sitting in that. What I see many of us as is sitting in these desks, little individual desks, and in our own arena, our own learning arena, as they come in and they give us the lessons and they share with us. That's one of the things that I'm seeing very, very strongly happening globally, is that we are all in a school of learning and developing and becoming who it is, not who society says we should be, not who our parents are saying we should be or labels that have been placed upon us, but who we actually strongly as an individual need to become, need to do. For example, in my home, it was encouraged to be a school teacher. You need to follow in your sister's footsteps. You need to become an educator. You need to go to college. You need to do this. You need to do that. And it was continual. And that wasn't the path that I was supposed to go on. I had to find that individuality. I had to allow myself to go into that school of learning and developing and being guided and being shown what to do. And that's similar to what's going on with many of us and those that are listening and that are hearing the messages from the radio on the internet here, that even though you feel like you're not fitting into the mold that your family has put out there for you to fit into, remember that you're in this massive, huge learning and developing and growing arena where you're learning and growing from the masters and the teachers, and you're becoming the individuals that you have come to live this physical life as, and learning and developing in the manner that you are led to do so. And don't be afraid to step outside of the box, the comfort zone, and allow yourself to become who it is within yourself you feel these guides and masters teaching you and showing you to become. It's a global arena that many people are in and out, and everybody has their own as they're going through this, but it's global. There's some really strong changes and strong directions. For example, I'm seeing one gentleman who's sitting in the arena, and he enters in with a three-piece suit on, and as he's there and he's going through this training and these guiding and directions that are being shown to him, I can see that your suit is kind of starting to be shed and moving more into a more relaxed professional type of profession versus the three-piece suit. I know that that is symbolic of something for someone out there, and I'm just going to share that information so that you can glean from that. And oftentimes when we're looking for guidance on where to go to do something and where should we start this or where should we do that, and we listen to ourselves and we follow the guidance that's within ourselves, the answers are there. We just have to learn to hear them. We just have to learn to follow that. We just need to learn to do what they say to do. An example of that would be when I lost one of my loved ones, and I often would ask, where would you ask me to go? Where would you ask me to be? What would you ask me to do? They remind me that I'm an individual, that I need to follow the path that is my path. I need to stay on my cycle, as we were talking about with the medicine wheel. We need to stay on our life walk, and we need to go through it how we feel within ourselves is the direction to go and is the place to be. And we don't oftentimes need their approval. We don't need their giving us the answer. It's more of we now have to find it, because it's our responsibility to find it and to do what it is we need to do. They're there to help us. They're there to guide us. They're there to, if we're going to be making a decision that could be a major disaster, we could be saying, you know, help me to see if I'm making a sound decision. You know, help me find the answers that's for my highest good. And we'll get those leadings and we'll get those nudgings that will say yes or say no, or we'll go into a place and we'll feel like, oh, I don't like being here, or it doesn't feel comfortable. Those are the leadings and the guidance that they'll give us. They're not going to control us. They're not going to be there kind of standing there over our heads. And oftentimes when we ask for direction on where should I go, how should I do this, they'll give us those nudges. They'll give us those things. And oftentimes it comes in that really quiet, that really small stillness. For example, when I found my home, it was a little itty-bitty, teeny-tiny two-line ad in the newspaper. And here I'd been looking in the multiple listings, and I'd been looking here, and I'd been looking there. I actually wanted to live in a different town than the one that I had chosen to live in, because I had felt that's where I wanted to be. But through the guidance and the directions of following that inner guidance and that inner knowledge, I actually found that little ad and found the property that I found, which has been a tremendous blessing to me and for me. And those are the ways that we can get guidance when we're trying to make life decisions on things like that as well in our lives, is what do we hear, what do we feel within ourselves. And we know that that's the nudging of our guide, our teacher. It could be the nudging of a loved one. It could be the connection that we still feel with our loved ones. I know that my husband who is on the other side is very much a part of where I live now and very much a part of actually helping me find the property and that type of thing. And those are things that we, as we're going through life, we learn how to find those answers, and we learn how to develop and go through the cycles for that highest good, for that blessing, for that guidance, for that direction. I'm for some reason I'm feeling that really strong to share with the listeners today, is to follow that which is within yourself, giving you those nudges. There's times, apparently, from the messages I'm hearing a lot of today, is there's been so many times that we'll stand there and we'll second guess ourselves. We'll second guess ourselves. Is this something I should do? Should I be here? Should I be there? Should I do this? Should I do that? It's almost a wishy-washy feeling that we're all kind of standing in, just being very wishy-washy and not moving forward, not planting our feet strong, not being grounded, not being centered, and saying, okay, I'm going to follow a leading, and a leading might tell me to get in my car and go to the corner store and pick up a newspaper, and as I'm flipping through it, I'm going to find a little itty-bitty something that's going to stand out. Or they may make it a whole-page ad that says that they have maybe you're looking for a new vehicle and you can't quite figure out which one it is, and you're asking your guides and you're asking for guidance on seeing that. And you'll open this newspaper and there'll be a huge ad that stands right out. There's this vehicle that stands right out. Or, like I said, it could be that really small little, but you're gonna know. You're gonna know within yourself what is the answer. And learning to trust that and learning to be able to work with that is what's gonna give you your strength. It's what's gonna give you your ability and your knowledge to move forward on the path that you've come to live your life with. We do have time for another caller if someone would like to call in and has any questions or would like to make a connection with anyone. We do have a few minutes left that we could do that. There's also a message that I'm seeing is that I'm encouraging those who have exposure to animals, pets, wildlife animals, to watch what the animals are doing, because they can give us insight into what we should be doing in our lives. If they're walking cautiously, maybe they're showing us what we need to walk through the situation that we may be dealing with cautiously. Are they being playful? Are they out, you know, grazing in a field and you know, they're just at peace and at calm? Maybe there's a leading there that we can follow, to follow that peace and that calm. And do our pets seem to be relaxed in our homes? And, you know, maybe we can follow that leading and that guiding. Or are they on watch? Maybe we need to be watching what's going on around us or the people that are in our lives, that type of thing. I'm really seeing a strong message with that, that if you could have, or if you do have exposure with animals, with pets, with wildlife, with, I'm even seeing in a zoo situation, if you're in a zoo and you're looking at the animals and watching the animals, seeing how they're reacting, they can help us. They can be teachers for us on how we can do things and make decisions in our lives, because they have and can feel and can sense things in such a natural manner. I had a person we were doing some psychic detective work with this past week, and they had their dog with them, and this dog responded at different areas in different manners, and this is helping the owner, who's doing some of this work with us, begin to understand the feelings and the different things that she's learning how to understand as well. She's able to experience it through her pet, and for example, her pet will sit and look up and look around and will be able to know that the energy of her son, who is on the other side, is actually there trying to help her as we're trying to getting the answers and getting the solution to this person's death. So listen to those types of things. Watch what the animals are doing. And it's kind of fun to watch a cat when they'll sit and they're connected, and you'll watch them. They're sitting there looking like they're watching birds fly through the sky, but they're inside. and you know that they're seeing guides, they're seeing spirits, they're seeing those that are around. So learn to listen to the animals and the messages that they bring through to us as well. One last message that I'm hearing is for a Jessica. And they're wanting, Jessica, your guides are telling me to tell you that your educational pursuits are right on the mark. And in 3 years, as soon as you've completed you have 1 year down, 3 years to go, they're going to help you complete that, and they're going to then move you forward, and it's really going to bloom. You're going to be shown a whole new avenue. So if you've been looking for direction on your career, they're saying stay strong in the decision that you've made, knowing that when you finish that fourth year, things are going to bloom and come wide open into a beautiful process for yourself. Well, this has been April, and it's been spectacular spending the time with you, and I invite you to listen again next Friday, same time, same place. We'll be sharing messages from across the veil and learning ways to improve the quality of our lives and hearing from loved ones, bringing over messages if we can make a connection with them. Until next week, be blessed with love, light, and healing.